From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott.
It might be the way that your smelling light brings me way back when to a familiar sight.
That is percussionist, performer, and Berklee College of Music educator Vinks. The song is from his latest album, Love Never Comes Too Late. Vinks has performed, recorded, and toured as a singer and percussionist with Sting and Stevie Wonder and Herbie Hancock and many others. And as far as we know, he is the only R&B crooner of his caliber currently working and residing in the state of New Hampshire. This Memorial Day weekend, he will be leading Soul Kitchen Volume 29. That's 3 days of collaborative jams and songwriting workshops hosted at Dreamsicle Arts and Entertainment Studios, which is located in Suncook Village. But first, we invited Vinks to our Concord studio to tell us a little bit about the event, maybe even give us a lesson or two. Vinks, what a great pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure is absolutely mine.
So this is your 29th workshop with the songwriter Soul Kitchen, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, if you were sitting next to someone on a plane and they said, what is this songwriter Soul Kitchen workshop, what would you say?
I would say it is a kind of a spa for your creative soul.
Whoa.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds all delicious, doesn't it? But actually, if you combine that with a musician slumber party, that's somewhere in between the two. The musicians from all over the world that come, singers, songwriters, poets, chefs.
So any kind of creative people.
Any kind of creative people. It's not just for songs. My goal is to tap into your creative filter, the thing that makes you be you.
All right. So how do you get to that in a 3-day weekend?
In a 3-day weekend? Well, there's a lot of alcohol involved, actually. And a lot of music. What happens is artists get together and they recognize that, wow, I'm not alone in feeling abandoned or, you know, these kind of feelings that we get as artists sometimes. So I would take a group of three or so from different places that don't know each other, and I'll pull from a hat or something perhaps and say, look, here's your word or here's your genre, and go write a song and see what it takes you. Or I may say, we're going to write about an inanimate object. The inanimate object tells the story from its perspective, like the pictures on the wall or a skillet. Or we'll run a film and say, okay, turn the sound off and play what you see. You know, make your own soundtrack so that you are fluent and immediate with your reactions musically. It's a language.
So it's an experiential thing, but do people walk away with a product?
Yes, they do, because we bring in different producers. So each day, you know, you write the song, you record the song, then at night there's a performance. The good thing about it is there's not enough time to mess with your genius. It's like, here it is, leave it, make it work, next. You know, because sometimes we ponder so long that we just destroy the things that were naturally beautiful about what we do.
You know, I'm sort of imagining the songwriting process, and I think of somebody sitting there tinkling at the piano and writing down notes or with a guitar. Now, you're a percussionist. How do you approach songwriting as a percussionist?
Well, I'm a singer also.
What's your primary instrument? What do you lead with?
My primary instrument is my voice. You know, I'll write a song and I'll sing all the other instruments with it. I could take a simple song that you know. So, my funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine.
Yeah, you do this kind of beatboxing and scat thing.
Beatboxing, wow.
Well,
that makes me kind of current, okay. You make me smile. You know, well, that's not even moon dance. What is that? Funny Valentine?
My funny
now,
Valentine.
If I took that with a drum, I would just...
Well, and by the way, we don't have a drum. we're giving, because we're so public radio, we're giving Vinks a turned over recycling canister. I guess it's a trash can. It's a plastic trash can. Let's say that.
Well, let's properly recycle it. Wow. My funny Valentine. Sweet old comic Valentine, you make me smile with my eyes. Your looks are laughable, little wee you, unaffordable. photography board. Yet you're my favorite work of art. You're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Are you smart? You know, so as you can see, when I'm singing, I'm also singing the choices that I have as a bass player or keyboard or guitar, whatever it is I'm feeling in my head. It kind of translates into the melody a bit.
That's Vince. That's stage name of Vincent de Jean Parette, who is performed for just a little bit of My Funny Valentine for us with Trash Can.
Rockin' the Trash Can.
Well, Vince, we have another challenge for you, as if playing with the trash can is not enough. We have our producer, Zach Nugent, here in the studio with us, a would-be songwriter.
What's up, Zach?
Hey, Vince.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. Now.
Good.
So you have the challenge of helping him or showing us what you do in a songwriter's workshop.
Well, okay, let me say this first. What I do is pretty much authentic self. I try to help you discover your natural instincts and embrace those things as your truth. So, Zach, first just play something for me. Just
all right.
Get comfortable, because I know this is going to be strange for you.
Yeah, it's a little strange. I was just messing around last night while I was watching hockey, and so this is hockey-inspired.
Wow. I can almost feel the checking against the window. So if I imagine that. So a lot of times, like my suggestion to you is when you go home, turn the sound off of the television and just play what you see. If it's a chase scene, play it. Mm-hmm. If it's a first kiss, play it. You know, if it's a beat down, then play that.
Yeah.
And see if you can just immediately translate what you feel in that moment. So now let's play the same thing you just played.
Okay.
But this time, let's imagine that you've had a long and delicious relationship with someone online that you've never met. Oh. And now finally, you're going to go to the coffee shop and for the first time embrace this person. We don't know whether it's male, female, child, whatever. We'll find that out in your music on how you play it. So I'll play the same thing, you know, however you feel as if it's a soundtrack to that moment and see if we can suss it out.
Can you get there at this moment?
Zach? Yeah, I think so.
Please let it not be a child that you're meeting.
It's not going to be a child. I don't want Dateline going around.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
Okay. Going to a coffee shop.
Much right. More
feel
expectant.
Like, now what happens? Play it. Just play it. Don't tell us. Play it. Is it male or female? Can you tell yet?
I was actually thinking he was thinking about his girlfriend. Thinking, boy, would she be mad if I meet this woman? Not that you were feeling restrained,
exactly.
But just because I know Zach.
Yeah,
but
that would be bad.
But you can feel there's a completely different feeling to that, you know?
But this reminds me of something. Now, I read somewhere, I think it was a conversation that your mother had with you, something about, like, you can't write about life if you haven't lived life.
Exactly.
Right. So, obviously, all of our life experiences bring something to what we do. Getting there, of course, is a problem. So how do you remove all those obstructions that are in the way?
I mean, this is one of our problems with our educational system is that we have all these rules and boundaries and, like, oh, you have to do that. And You can't do that. Okay, but you have to use this. If you use that word, then it means this and that. And then all of a sudden you say to someone, now go be yourself. Oh, what? When I teach at Berkeley, these kids come in, they're genius. They can play all these things. It's amazing. They sit in their room, dilly-dilly-wee, dilly-dilly-wee, and they can play all this stuff. But music is just a language. That's all it is. Of course, you go to school so you can broaden your vocabulary. But in the end, if you don't have a story to tell, the language is pretty useless.
Vinx is an R&B artist, a percussionist, and Berklee College of Music educator operating out of Suncook, New Hampshire.
Professor Vinx.
His latest album is Love Never Comes Too Late. We have much more information on Soul Kitchen Volume 29, which kicks off this weekend at Dreamsicle Arts and Entertainment Studios in Suncook Village. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.
Both feet on the gas, and the pushes hard, usually too.
Special thanks to Word of Mouth's Zach Nugent today for being a willing guinea pig. If you'd like to hear more of Vinx freestyling, putting a pretty good riff on his dream job as the official presidential beatbox, go to wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, celebrating Memorial Day, not with barbecue and beer, but a Civil War reenactment that speaks to the real origins of the holiday. That's when Word of Mouth returns.
Love never comes too late.